SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration standing firm on its threats of tariffs against Mexico and Canada. Economist E.J. Antony says that Canada and Mexico have been helping China move products into the U.S.
Those two countries are allowing China to essentially send products there. They repackage them or reassemble them, whatever the case may be, and then they get sold to the United States under the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Yes. Trade Agreement.
Antony is with the Heritage Foundation. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. New York has ordered a week-long shutdown of all live bird markets in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island.
The move comes after seven cases of avian flu were detected at bird markets in the city. Governor Kathy Hochul said there is no immediate threat to public health and that the temporary closure of bird markets comes out of an abundance of caution. No cases of avian flu have been detected among humans in New York. The order came after seven cases of bird flu were found in poultry during routine inspections of live bird markets in the New York City boroughs of the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. John Scott reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' main strategy of simply opposing everything President Trump wants to do simply isn't working, not even for the Democrats themselves.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Party truly is seemingly lost. They have no rudder, they have no vision, they have no clear leader. The only message they have is anti-President Trump, and we've all seen that that's a failed strategy time after time.
House Republicans have missed another deadline to produce their massive budget package of tax cuts and slash spending. Instead, Senate Republicans on Friday jumped ahead of the game, unveiling their more tailored $340 billion blueprint focused on Trump's deportation agenda and bolstering U.S. defense spending. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh and says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths told International Christian Concern from about 2013 things began to change. Currents against Christianity and traditional family values have grown stronger. This is SRN News. It's a 21st century funhouse that educates even as it entertains.
Paradox Museum Miami focuses on optical illusions and is meant for an audience geared for the age of Instagram. Museum Executive Director Samantha Impellizzeri says many of the exhibits look like the old carnival funhouses. There's a mirror maze, the spinning tunnel, and the upside-down room.
Kids are encouraged to touch and play and manipulate everything.
The big difference is the Paradox Museum explains the math and science behind each illusion. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration doubling down on its new policy of evicting some news organizations out of their workspaces at the Pentagon. It said that CNN, The Washington Post, The Hill, and the online trade publication Warzone will be pushed out of their space in favor of more friendly outlets such as Newsmax, The Daily Caller, and The Washington Examiner. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.